Welcome to Basic Business AI, a podcast dedicated to simple AI strategies for businesses who don't want to get an advanced tech degree or hire some marketing bro. I'm your host, William Downs. We bring regular business owners like you and me to discuss practical business strategies, ideas, and perspectives about AI without getting too far into the weeds of the tech. Basic Business AI is sponsored by Conversational Funnels, the new way to automate lead generation, qualification, and appointment bookings for service-based businesses. If you want more sales calls on your calendar without having to pay some expensive marketing agency or hire appointment setters, Conversational Funnels are the best bang for your buck in 2024. Download the blueprint for free by going to conversationalfunnels.com. Today's guest is Damon Didier, who is a 15-year marketing executive and founder of Win at E-Commerce. He's driven transformative growth, including over 800% increases by leveraging email marketing, automation, and traffic generation strategies. His company specializes in helping e-commerce businesses acquire loyal customers through expert email marketing and a talented global team. Welcome, Damon. How are you?
Thank you, Will. Good to be here.
Well, thanks for being on. Oh, no, I'm sorry. So thanks for being on. I wanted to ask you the first question we asked, which is, from your perspective, how is AI reshaping the future of your industry?
Yeah, and that's the big question of the day, right, Will? Like, everyone's asking about AI. So my agency, we do email marketing. So for those of you out there that are listening, if you've got a business that either does email marketing or has been thinking about it, AI is already transforming it. And if you're not using it, you're behind the curve already. From creating, from giving you ideas about the copy that you put in there, that, you know, the text that you write your clients, to ideation, AI today has really, really transformed the email marketing world. So, you know, frankly, there's not much in the email marketing space that is not being actively affected by AI. And I'll kind of do a list of what has been touched by AI already. So we use a tool called Klaviyo. We're a master platinum partner of Klaviyo, which is definitely by far the best email platform for e-commerce brands. But, you know, all the other tools kind of follow suit behind Klaviyo. With Klaviyo AI, it will tell you, based upon past performance, what the best time of the day and day of the week to schedule an email. AI can type in there and in plain language type out what people in your list you want to segment, and it'll create the segment automatically for you. If you want to create an automation, an email automation flow, they call it, you can type that out and it will give you the basic structure behind the flow. So all of that is capable right inside of Klaviyo today. On top of that, with tools like Klaviyo, it can look at your entire data set of e-commerce clients and tell you, hey, Will's been on your site. Will looked at this and that, and we expect Will, you know, Will bought today. We expect Will to buy again in 45 days. And we expect him, after spending $20 today, to have a future lifetime value of an additional $45. And all of that is AI-driven based upon past purchases for your store. Beyond that, in my world, my team and I use AI in the creation of subject lines and in the creation of the copy that goes in the email to really load into AI a lot of institutional knowledge about what makes a good email subject line and all that, but then also what's unique to the client's tone, persona, and all that, and then we dump it all out. I do want to say, to kind of finish all that, that's the entire stack of an email and how AI touches it. But it's really important that with all of this wonderful magic that AI does, the human element is still there. Like, it's never perfect. Those segments, those flows that are created, those subject lines and those bodies, at the end of the day, Will, they're not perfect. They need to be polished. A human needs to be looking at it. And we're definitely not anywhere close to being completely automated by any means. But it definitely has transformed it really for the better in the email marketing world.
Yeah, I love that. That's kind of a recurring theme that I've heard is like, it's a great tool, but if you just 100% just like, you just want to hit a button and it just does your job, you're not going to be happy.
Yeah.
And it's like, But there's the other extreme of going, because of that, I don't want anything to do with it. It's like, no, like it's power armor. Like it really does help.
It's a tool. It's like, you know, a lot of us know Siri when Siri came out, 10 years ago. And we're like, man, I can't wait to use Siri. So you get your phone out and you ask it the question. You saw Steve Jobs ask it on the keynote. And you're like, what's the weather going to be today? And then Siri's like, it's going to rain today. And you're like, that's incredible. And then all right. of a sudden you go one step further. You're like, all right, well, Siri, you know, should I do this or that? And then Siri just fumbles it and messes it all up. It's the same thing with AI today. Like if you stay within the confines of AI, you know how to do it. You know how to prompt it a bit. It's great. It's a wonderful tool. It really is that digital assistant that Siri never really has been able to do, but it still has its limitations. You got to be ready for it.
Yeah. So I'd like to hear what your, I mean, we all kind of have our first experiences with like AI doing something. And I talk about, cause I get just a teeny bit more nerd on mine. Like there's generative AI and then there's like AI that kind of has been around for much longer.
Oh yeah.
Most of us, when we're talking about AI on this, is usually we're talking about generative AI, but right. also like in the usage of what you're talking about with the email stuff, there's stuff going on there beyond generative AI. I'd just like to hear what your first experience would have been with AI. Like what made you go, hey, no, this is the thing. I need to be involved in this kind of thing as well.
Yeah, well, that's actually a really deep question. So before generative AI, we had AI all around us, but just in little small nuggets. If you listen to, we'll go back to Apple again, Forstall, one of the executives at Apple, you know, he claimed back 10 years ago that the keyboard on the iPhone had AI in it, in so much that it knew the next key that you're most likely going to touch when it came to using the small touch keyboard on the phone. And before then, people didn't like on-screen keyboards because they were inaccurate, but because they used quote unquote AI, it was able to kind of figure out where your flubbing fingers went. I think that's kind of really early day AI, and it's kind of a misnomer in many ways because I think AI then and even today is kind of overblown. When I was really taken aback was by using Claude just a few months ago. And, you know, I, like many of the listeners out there that are curious about AI, sure, I went into ChatGPT and started asking questions, but I'm like, all right, the novelty wore off and whatever. But then I'm like, you know, I want to do something different. So what I started doing with Claude was I would start uploading, and Claude's got projects. So when it came to a new client of ours, I'm like, well, tell you what, I've got a role in my company called an email coordinator, and they're the person that's kind of the nucleus of a client account. They bring in all the knowledge of the client and all that. We have they coordinate the copywriters and the graphic designers. I'm like, let me create a digital version of those the best I can and just see where the state of AI is today. So in a project in Claude, you're able to bring in multiple docs. So what I did was I put myself in their shoes and said, okay, what would I want to know? Well, I'd want to know, how did every email campaign do for this client over the last 12 months? I would want to know what are industry specific aspects about this client that are unique to this client. I'd want to know what are the demographic, psychographics, and sociographic information I've got about the client that I can shove in there too. And on that, you know, the personas of each of the people who buy from that client. I'd want to know what are the best practices for creating a campaign email. I want to know an e-commerce based calendar that for the coming months so I can make some emails that way. And threw all of that into Claude and, you know, went in there. Now, I make it sound easy. Will, the truth was Claude choked on some of that data. I had to like make it a little smaller. But once I got it all in there, it was like mind blowing. It was like that epiphany moment where I started asking Claude questions regarding the data about what emails should I send next month? Based upon this document that I gave you, what do you think about this and that? And it started behaving or giving me data back that I felt like a human would have a really hard time doing. It's a lot of data. How can a human necessarily process that data and be able to regurgitate it back in a way that's actionable? And frankly, that's the most, I think the most exquisite thing about, you know, current generative AI today is you really shouldn't try to outthink or over explain something to an AI. It's really smart to sit back and say, taking all the data I just gave you, what would you say is the answer to a very vague question? Like, what would you do as an email marketer to drive more sales in the month of October 2024? And then see what it comes back with. It may not come back with something great. It didn't. But you can then start asking it and querying it more, like you're talking to a human being, to really get somewhere and unearth some new ideas and suggestions. You got to be careful about hallucinations. It did hallucinate. But by and large, if you're not looking for exact numerical data points that could be manipulated or that are buried and impossible to verify, you can unearth a lot of really deep insights. And if you're a business owner, I always find it for myself very hard to take a step back and be a fly on the wall about my strategy and thoughts and kind of the big picture on things. With AI, it's a darn, it's AI. It's nothing. It doesn't have an ego. It could be like that non-egotistical assistant of yours to give you kind of that clarity into your business that just as a business owner, someone who's deeply and emotionally involved in your business have like blind spots to. And it can really do that. So it was able for me to do that with my clients. I ended up doing it with myself, my own company. Now it is all about my company. And I can easily start off on the ideation process by talking to it about my company. And it provides me information and insights that I think, frankly, I'd have to pay somebody a lot of bucks to do and to come to these conclusions where now I can do that myself. And I think, the final kernel here is, AI will eventually in time eliminate jobs. But what is the positive side of that is by getting rid of some of the worker bees, as an owner, a manager, you're able to get the job done faster than that worker bee can, but have all of that intrinsic, knowledge about the business and the business problem at hand and have an assistant that's capable next to you. That to me is incredibly powerful and where, my company is at today in generating better quality for our clients.
That's awesome. Actually, that's probably a good tie into tell me a little bit more about your company and who you service.
Yeah, thanks, Will. Yeah, so we help out e-commerce brands through email and SMS marketing. And it's a simple idea, but for me, I love it because I came from the retail world. I love creating something and then immediately seeing through the sending of the email or sending of the SMS proof, like, hey, we sent this and it generated revenue for you. So what we do is we help e-commerce brands that do $600,000 or more a year in sales or above generate more sales. We generally see ROIs anywhere from about 20x on up to, like you said earlier, 800% increase in sales. And what we do is we help them. We become partners with our clients. We work through what their offers are. We try to find more compelling messages. We believe in short, succinct copy. We believe in respecting their clients and making really, really great emails that sell. So, we're always looking for tools and advantages over the competition. And today, the name of the game is AI, but don't get me wrong. I've got 19 people that work with us all over the world, both in graphic designers, copywriters, strategists, software developers, even a data scientist, all to create really great emails that help people expand and grow their business.
Man, that's great. So what's the best way for people to reach out to you?
Yeah, thanks for asking. So our website is winatecommerce.com, winatecommerce.com. And you can go there, click the contact us button and schedule a call with me. If you just want to talk about what you're doing today and maybe what you could be doing better, you can go on there and schedule a call. You'll literally talk to me. And I'd love to meet you and say hello and learn more about your business and see if we can help you out. And if not, if you couldn't tell on this call today, I like to talk and I'll tell you all kinds of great ideas and solutions to get your email marketing going.
That's awesome. Thank you much. And I think we'll end there. Thank you, Damon, for being on the show. And to our guest, thank you for being on here. If you ever want to be on this podcast, you can go to, I don't have that pulled up quick enough. I went too fast.
No problem.
Where is it? Oh, here it is. And thank you to our listeners. If you run a business of any size and you have ideas and strategies around the topics of AI, we'd love to have you on a future episode as well. We interview business owners of all levels and have experience and exposure of AI. especially the 90% that are just curious about AI, but don't want to be tech geniuses. If you you can be on the episode by going to basicbusinessai.com. Thank you for being on the show. And thank you, listeners. Have a good one.